It's hour number two of Radio Munson. Gene Harris and his super band, featuring Frank West on alto saxophone and Gene Harris's piano, and things ain't what they used to be. That was a town hall in New York City on 43rd Street in 1989. They were just in the process of kicking off an 80-day world tour. It was a great band. Meanwhile, same year, 1989, if you went uptown in Manhattan on the Upper East Side to the Carlyle Hotel, you found Bobby Short still ensconced there in the Cafe Carlyle, as he had been for years and was for quite a few years after. And among others, he was doing this song.
Call in your reporters if they want some news. Got a headline story they are free to use. Something great has happened. I got a break and how. You can bet I won't fret. Gonna meet her now. Guess who's in town? I'm happy when I mention nobody but that gal of mine. Guess who's around? listen to this. We've got a date at 7. From her first kiss, I'm gonna keep her busy till 11. Speaking of bliss, who's got the key to heaven? Nobody but that gal of mine.
Short from Danville, Illinois. Boy, he had New York City in the palm of his hand, singing the Great American Songbook during several decades. And in 1989, he recorded that song that Andy Razif, the lyricist, had written with J.C. Johnson, the composer. And that was Harry Sweets Edison you heard on trumpet. Bobby Short, of course, playing piano, singing the lyric. Buster Cooper was the guy on trombone, Bill Green on Barry Sax, and Marshall Royal was a guy on alto saxophone. Here on Radio Munson, we have a Radio Munson Facebook page. You know, I forgot to mention that because we have a picture of Frank Wess in there this time, who we heard soloing with Gene Harris's super band on Things Ain't What They Used to Be just a few minutes ago. Radio Munson, when you go to Facebook.com. Here's another new album out, this one by Diana Krall. And as usual, she has on most tracks Russell Malone playing guitar and Christian McBride on bass. She's a little more low key. And of course, Diana Krall's playing piano. A little more low key on this album. It's called Turn Up the Quiet, and it includes this song.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore and love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
From her new album called Turn Up the Quiet here on Radio Munson. Milt Gabler wrote those lyrics to a tune that Bert Kempfert, the band leader, had composed. Duke Ellington's band beginning to see the light here in just a few minutes. Here's a combo featuring Harry Allen's tenor saxophone, Randy Sankey's trumpet, and a rhythm section of Howard Alden on guitar, Butch Miles, the leader, on drums, Frank Tate playing bass. It's called Jubilee. We'll be right back. Butch Biles and his group at the America House in Nuremberg, Germany. Here on Radio Munson with Duke Ellington's band next. Duke Ellington whipping his famous orchestra through a fast rendition of I'm Beginning to See the Light with Ellington's piano, of course. Here on Radio Munson, we're going to see quite a bit of light, I think, this weekend, up until Sunday at least, homecoming weekend on the campus of Illinois State University. You see that quote by football coach Brock Spack, who has all kinds of concerns on his mind because after a high ranking, the Redbirds now have lost two games in a row. Last week's game lost big. And now they bring in for their homecoming game the fourth ranked team in their division in NCAA, South Dakota. So it'll be quite a test for the Redbirds tomorrow. Can they rebound? Here's the quote that Brock Spack said. He said, "This is the God's honest truth. Nobody does homecoming like Illinois State. It's a happening. I believe it." Coach Spack, Redbird alums, welcome back. What do you suppose it was like on homecoming 1934 on the Normal campus? It was a teacher's college, of course, then, Illinois State Normal University. And old Charlie Two-Step was doing his thing.
Charles Lynn, Nancy, and Doug gonna have you on a great big ballroom floor. You take a world with any old girl, show them the dance they never seen before. Something's gonna happen when his feet start tapping and the band begins to play. He's got a new step, a brand new two-step. Watch him when he comes your way, yo. That's Charlie, Charlie Two-Step. That's Charlie, the hottest man in town. That's Charlie, but when he starts two-step, that's Charlie. Yalla, he's snappy. When he two-step, he's happy, happy as a clown. Just watch it, when he starts going, there goes Charlie, going to town.
Money more.
crack a bean in pineapple. Mama does the papa does a ring ding dango. That's Jolly Two Step. That's Jolly Two Step. Ski, scat, mommy. Ski, scat, sight to see. Ski, scat, scat, ski. That's Jolly Two Step. That's Jolly Two Step. Bum, that
the Boswell Sisters and
that Charlie two-step.
Yeah, with the Dorsey Brothers Band, 1934. What do you suppose homecoming was like on the Illinois State Normal University campus that year? I'll bet you Charlie Two-Step was heating up old McCormick Gym right there on the quad in Normal. 1934, though, it was an interesting phenomenon in 1934. Franklin D. Roosevelt had not been president all that long, and of course the nation was mired in that depression by 1934. And people began naming their newborn children after FDR, after Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And of course, it happened before, and it's happened since, but it was happening a lot in 1934 and in subsequent years during the Roosevelt administration. Are they doing that today? No, let's not go there, actually. Cab Calloway recorded that song.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with a name like the one that he's got today. As he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
Cab Calloway here on Radio Munson. That's Bill Basie playing the piano with a Count Basie orchestra and a thing Basie wrote called Blue and Sentimental. Thank you. Blue and Sentimental, Basie's New Testament band in the mid-1950s, recorded that. First recorded in 1938 with Basie's band. Herschel Evans did the tenor saxophone solo then. And this time around, it was Frank West playing tenor, Sonny Cohn on trumpet, and Marshall Royal on clarinet.
Old Father Time checked so there'd be no doubt. Called down the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da, oh la-di-da, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired for too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da, oh la-di-da, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline for the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da, do-da-di-da, 'tis autumn.
Stacy Kent, David Newton playing piano, and Jim Tomlinson playing tenor saxophone here on Radio Munson. Here's Buddy Greco.
Around the world I'd search for you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. While I knew somewhere sometime. Somehow you look at me and I would see that smile. You're smiling now. Well, it might have been in County Down or in New York, Gay Paris, or even London town. No more would I go all around the world. I have found my world in you. Let me hear some trombones. Well, around and around and around and around, I'd search for you. I traveled on. Love was gone to keep a rendezvous. Well, I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you look at me and I would see that smile. You're smiling now. Baby, it might have been in County Down or in New York, Gay Paris, or even London town. No more would I go all around the world. You got to play it, play it, play it, play it, play it. Come on and play it. Well, around and around and around and around, I've searched for you. I traveled on. Love was gone to keep a run. Well, I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you look at me and I would see that smile. You're smiling now. Maybe it might have been in County Down or in New York, in Gay Paris, or even London town. No more would I go all around the world. I have found my world in you.
In rhythm with the Bluebird Society Orchestra. That was about the tempo at which Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, which is what it was called at the time, used to open a show at the Cotton Club in 1931. Ellington had written that song with his baritone saxophonist Harry Carney, and the Bluebird Society Orchestra re-recorded it. I think it was in the early 1980s. Randy Sankey was the guy playing trumpet. Joel Hallaney on trombone. Ted Nash was a saxophonist, and Ken Paplowski was playing clarinet. We're rocking in rhythm here on Radio Munson. You name it, any part of the genre jazz, and we're touching on it from time to time here on our little Thursday night get-togethers. Jazz is a pretty simple thing when you boil it right down to its roots. Bing Crosby advocated that attitude about jazz, along with Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars.
Well, you take some skin, jazz begins. Take a bass, man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans born. Ah, take a stick with a lick. Take a bone, man, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you has jazz, 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 jazz. Lit to dance on. Mr. Edmund Hall. That's from a young, long gone. Mr. Billy Kyle. There goes Squire Gersh. Watch him. He's a mess. Now, Mr. Barrett Dean. Listen to, well, you know who. Hey, Pops, you want to come up here and take a little, leave a little?
If you sail,
I sail it, sailing
over the sea.
And will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're all moto hip in Italy.
Well, I read the chair, as for France.
Oh, they zig the
beat. Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe, I do indeed.
The French ones all prefer what they call lame jazz.
Ah, for me, dub. Take a plane.
Oh, I believe this.
Go to Siam.
Ba-dee-ya.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam. Indian song. The Amazon.
Yes.
Take one bar, and all of them are
welcome.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody wing and ring ding ding a ling and that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the north to the south, east to the west. Jazz is king, jazz is the thing that folks dig.
Bing Crosby with Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars, and now we all has jazz. Here's another one of jazz's great trumpeters. It's Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra with vocalist Gail Reese.
Dig, 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 dig is what we like to do. And always sing. For when you dig, there ain't a better thing than a tune, than a tune. You can whistle or can coo. Hi ho, to make your troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a hi, hi ho. Can't go wrong with a high, high ho.
Gail Reese with the Bunny Berrigan Orchestra circa 1937 because of that new Walt Disney movie that had come out, Snow White, and, well they, of course, they use a term that is no longer politically correct, but there are seven diminutive minors. And we bring it all back to you one more time here on Radio Munson. Just a Little Smile with Joe Williams.
Smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Joe Williams and Dave Pell, the saxophonist, with his saxophone chorus. I think there were four tenor saxophones, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe there was a barry sax in there as well. It's Radio Munson here on Thursday evenings. Been doing this now for about 16, 17 years, and never thought it would keep going this long. The intent is not to do a big band show or not to do an Origins of Jazz show with all kinds of scratchy cylinders from the early 1920s. Nor is it an attempt to do a little jazz pop show. We had a little Perry Como on tonight. I wouldn't consider him a jazz singer. But somehow it all fits together in my mind, and I hope it does yours as well. This is what we did when I started in radio, now 55 plus years ago. And we just played a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And in this case, it's all music from my own collection over the years. And hope it all lands in the right spot. So that's the premise of Radio Munson. And I thank all of you who were very generous in contributing to this radio station, WGLT, during the funded drive that's finished just earlier this week. Thank you all so much, not only from me, but from all of my colleagues at GLT.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. Beneath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I bowed with the break of dawn. You and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. Zabadoo, booby dooby doo doo doo. Melody lingers on. Zabba do ya doo 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 doo.
That's Dakota Staton. Well, the melody is going to have to linger on for a little while here because we're not quite out of time yet. Well, one more melody here on Radio Munson. By the way, you can reach me at don.munson@comcast.net. You know I love to hear from you. We'll make a pit stop here for the news at the top of the hour, and then evening jazz keeps on coming at you from WGLT Normal. That's James DePogne playing piano. He's an Illinois guy, born in Berwyn, Chicago suburb, 76 years ago. Big proponent of traditional jazz. Appeared on Prairie Home Companion a number of times. Jazz scholar, teaches at the University of Michigan these days. He's going to wrap up Radio Munson for this evening. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go you Redbirds on homecoming weekend. I'll see you next Thursday.